And now, a very special episode of Robot or Not.
Is it a robot or not?
John Steve wrote in to robot@theincomparable.com with this question: what is fast food? Is fast food limited to burger places like McDonald's? What about fast chicken places like Kentucky Fried Chicken or Chick-fil-A? How about fast Mexican places like Taco Bell? And what about coffee shops and donut shops? What's the line between fast food and fast casual? Which side of the line are places like Chipotle, Panera, and Noodles and Company? I hadn't heard of that one. Is there even a line? What is the next category beyond fast food and fast casual? And what makes it different? Is the difference that you order at a table instead of a counter? A lot of questions here from Steve about fast food, fast casual. How do we define these things?
So in our country, at least, we have a very vibrant market for figuring out the right ratio of money, time, and content for selling food. The phrase fast food has a lot of historical baggage that I think it has not yet overcome, that kind of shoves it down towards the prototypical, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, even Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever. Generally considered not particularly healthy, not particularly expensive food that you get, and, you know, fairly quickly. Even within those, like, remember when Burger King switched to the system where you would go up and ask for what you wanted and they would give you a piece of paper and then you would walk away and then they'd give you your food and you're like, what the hell? Like, the point of fast food is I walk up, I say what I want, I give you money, you give me a tray with my food on it. Like, that's fast food. But Burger King was like, no, we're going to give you a slip of paper and you're going to have a number on it and you're going to wait. Is it still fast? I think, and then all the way up, the think of how you can change that of like, okay, well, how long do you wait? How much does it cost? Do you get a number? Will they bring it to you at your table? What is the content of the food? And I think the phrase fast food, despite the fact that you could argue like, oh, where is the dividing line? How long do I have to wait? When does it become not fast? The dividing line, I think, is much more, has much more to do with the historical definition of not particularly healthy food that you get pretty quickly. And even if there's a place where you get food just as quickly or quicker, but it's not what we think of as quote unquote fast food, right? Like you're getting tofu pops or something. Mm-hmm. No one would call that fast food because fast food has the connotation of being unhealthy and greasy and satisfying and inexpensive. And if you get a fancy expensive tofu pop at some fancy cafe and you get it immediately when you pay and you say, look, it's fast food, people are gonna go, nope, not fast food. And so that, it's a shame. Like, again, it's one of those phrases where people are like, but it's fast and it's food. Shouldn't it be fast food? What criteria are you judging it by? There's a cultural definition that excludes the tofu pop. And that also ends up excluding a lot of stuff like Starbucks, you know, or other sort of like a you know, fancy frou-frou cafe in a bookshop or whatever, where you get a scone, which is probably not very good for you.
I was just in the UK and they have a culture of essentially takeaway pre-made sandwiches.
Takeaway. Don't let it happen to you, Jason. Don't do it. Fight it.
And so I have had a boxed sandwich, a Marks and Spencer boxed sandwich, a couple of times when I was in the UK. And they're really good. There's a whole 10,000 word article about the history of the UK sandwich wars, but they have scientifically created a pretty nice sandwich that comes in a box, which is just, as an American, I'm like, this can't be. They've done a pretty good job with it. But again, I wouldn't call that fast food. It's something different. It's that, you know, because there's a whole refrigerator case full of sandwiches every day at Marks and Spencer. It's not the same.
Yeah, well, that's like prepared food. Like, you might as well just go into like a Whole Foods and just pull up a jar of some, you know, recently cooked thing or whatever.
Well, the Whole Foods, my Whole Foods, I can go there and get some mac and cheese in a box that's sitting in the hot box. That's not fast food.
Yeah, and like, this may be sound weird to people who don't have the American cultural context, but from our perspective in America, fast food has such a cultural context, so much so that I think most Americans, if given the right context that wasn't biasing them, wouldn't even call pizza fast food. Right. Even though it's like, well, what are you talking about? I give you money. You give me a slice of pizza that's been under a heat lamp. That's fast food. It's like, but it's pizza.
I think there's
pizza and we don't think of it that way here, like, even though it fits
chains,
every.
And there's,
there's no definition you can put in of fast food that makes any sense that would exclude pizza. And yet If you told people to name fast food, they're probably not going to name pizza unless pressed.
Even though they make some of them ahead in the standard thing so that they can keep up with demand, I think there's also this sort of implication that if you order a burger with this or that left off of it, or a burrito with this or that left off of it for Taco Bell or something like that, that, you know, that's fine because they're just going to make it and give it to you. And I would say that I think Steve's right. There is a context, and the difference between something like fast casual and this, there is a context, which is I'm standing at a counter, I'm ordering, and then I'm basically lingering until they give it to me because they're going to make it that fast to my order. And that is fast food to me. It's like, it's got to be all of those things where I can go sit down if I want, but I don't have to. I can drive through if I want, but I don't have to. But the point is that if I order a custom-ish thing off the menu, you know, leave this thing off and all that, doesn't matter. I'm going to get it because they have a system. They're going to get it to me fast, and I'm going to be on my way. And that's mostly going to be a chain. And you're right. There's some context there where I would almost say something like, is Pizza Hut fast food? I'd say maybe, because it feels more fast
food. It's closer than a real pizza place.
Than a regular pizza place. Is Panda Express fast food? You bet it is, even though it's Chinese, because every context is Chipotle fast food. It is, because every context does it. Here's one. Is Subway fast food? I would say it is. It's a giant chain, and you just stand there and they make it for you, and they charge you for it. And I know it's like a deli, but it's also a fast food sandwich place.
It's the chaininess and artificialness of it that pushes there. I would say it's borderline. Here's one that's really, really difficult. Shake Shack. Shake Shack sells burgers, which is right up the line fast food. They're all made to order. They're not prepared ahead of time.
Right.
You do linger until you get your thing, but let me tell you, the lingering takes a long time.
It's a slower fast food place.
It is. Right, and it's also very expensive.
It is.
You know, Five Guys, I think, is closer because they get you your food in a much more timely manner. But both Five Guys and Shake Shacks are really pushing the limits of trying to get out of fast foodness. I would kind of put Shake Shack outside fast food. I would say Five Guys is borderline. And I would say In-N-Out is much more firmly in fast food.
I agree. I would say they're all fast food, but I agree there is a spectrum that in terms of I'll just throw this theory out there, too. I think the niceness of your dining area is also part of the definition, because the nicer your dining area is, the more you're trying to not be fast food. I really believe this, that fast food...
Do you mean by nicer, do you mean quality of materials or cleanliness? Because I think McDonald's are clean, but it's all hard surfaces that you could hose down.
Right. This is, yes, that's my point, is fast food, there's kind of an assumption that you're going to be in and out, so to speak, really fast, if you even stay. Whereas something like Shake Shack, I think they make an effort to make it a pleasant place to eat in Shake Shack, right?
Like, they do,
I think,
but it's usually filthy. Effort. Like, the materials are nicer.
Exactly. There's something about that. But yes, you're right. It's complicated, but I think that there's very much a know it when you see it. Can I tell my Shake Shack story now? We were at an airport, and it was a Sunday night, and we were flying home. It was the Minneapolis airport, and we were desperate for food, and a bunch of the food places were closed because it was Sunday night. Like, people aren't traveling on the weekend. And don't get me started on airports that have Chick-fil-A's in them, where you have built an entire food resource and then you shut it down one day of the weekend. It makes me so angry. It's like, no. You can't allow a restaurant into your airport that isn't open on one of the biggest travel days of the week. That's ridiculous. But anyway, we finally find a food court that has restaurants that are open. There's a Shake Shack on one side, and there's, like, I don't know, it was like Asian food of some kind or the other. And we go to the Asian food place, and Julian's going to go to the Shake Shack. And I say to him, when you're over there, just get me a shake, like a vanilla shake. Just bring me a shake. He's like, okay. And so he doesn't come back for a very long time. And I go over to check on him. And he tells me what's going on, which is that they're very slow, but he is going to get his burger and all of that. And one other piece of information, which is that they don't have shakes. So I come back to Lauren and I say, yeah, they're just really slow. And she's like, oh, this trip is, this time in the airport is terrible. I said, yeah, also Shake Shack doesn't have shakes. And she laughs and laughs and laughs. And like 10 minutes later, Julian comes back with his burger. And she says, wait, where's your shake? And I said, I said there were no shakes. And she said, well, I thought that was just very obviously a joke, because how does Shake Shack not have shakes? I said, well, Welcome to the Minneapolis airport. Shake Shack doesn't have shakes today.
They didn't have a shack either.
No, it was just a little thing in the wall. Anyway, I think you know it when you see it. I think Fast Casual does kind of like... But I feel like Fast Casual almost is the thing where they give you a number and they bring your food to you, right? Like, I mean, table service.
I mean, they do that at Shake Shack too. Like I said, we cover so much of the spectrum that every single one of these things is like, I'm going to try to be as much like fast food as possible, but then I'm going to do these three things that push me as far to the edge as possible.
Right.
So Shake Shack, making you wait for freaking ever, charging you a lot of money, right? Not having anything prepared ahead of time, so everything is going to take a long time because they prepare it. It's like... Shake Shack is trying so hard to get out of fast food, but yet it is a burger place that sells shakes.
It is. You know. That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's fascinating. I mean, I'm sure there's even more dimensions here, but I appreciate Steve's question. It's very interesting. I don't know about what beyond fast food and fast casual, I think the next category is probably restaurant. I think that's what you're looking for there.
I'm sure in the industry there's names for all these things that we don't know covering the spectrum. But yeah, for regular people, we have far fewer names and we care less about categorizing them.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Robot.